1 Chronicles, chapter 11. Then all Israel gathered themselves to David to Hebron, saying, Behold, we are your bone and your flesh. In times past, even when Saul was king, it was you who led out and brought in Israel. The Lord your God said to you, You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over my people Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel, according to the Lord's word by Samuel. David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, also called Jebus, and the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, were there. The inhabitants of Jebus said to David, You will not come in here. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is David's city. David said, Whoever strikes the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain. Joab the son of Zeruiah went up first, and was made chief. David lived in the stronghold, therefore they called it David's city. He built the city all around, from Millo even around, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. David grew greater and greater, for the Lord of armies was with him. Now these are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who showed themselves strong with him in his kingdom, together with all Israel, to make him king, according to the Lord's word concerning Israel. This is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Jashobeam, the son of a Hachmonite, the chief of the 30, he lifted up his spear against 300 and killed them at one time. After him was Eleazar the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighty men. He was with David at Pasdamim, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle, where there was a plot of ground full of barley, and the people fled from before the Philistines. They stood in the middle of the plot, defended it, and killed the Philistines, and the Lord saved them by a great victory. 3 of the 30 chief men went down to the rock to David, into the cave of Adullam, and the army of the Philistines were encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was in Bethlehem at that time. David longed, and said, Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. The 3 broke through the army of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem, that was by the gate, and took it, and brought it to David, but David would not drink any of it, but poured it out to the Lord, and said, My God forbid me, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of these men who have put their lives in jeopardy? For they risked their lives to bring it. Therefore he would not drink it. The 3 mighty men did these things. Abishai, the brother of Joab, he was chief of the 3, for he lifted up his spear against 300 and killed them, and had a name amongst the 3. Of the 3, he was more honorable than the 2, and was made their captain, however he wasn't included in the 3. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done mighty deeds, killed the 2 sons of Ariel of Moab. He also went down and killed a lion in the middle of a pit on a snowy day. He killed an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high. In the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam, and he went down to him with a staff, plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada did these things, and had a name amongst the 3 mighty men. Behold, he was more honorable than the 30, but he didn't attain to the 3, and David set him over his guard. The mighty men of the armies also include Asahel the brother of Joab, Elyanan the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammath the Hararite, Hele the Pelonite, Ira the son of Ikesh the Tekoite, Abiezer the Anathothite, Sibachai the Hushathite, Eli the Ahohite, Maharai the Netophathite, Held the son of Bana the Netophathite, Athai the son of Ribai of Gabir of the children of Benjamin, Benaiah the Pirathonite, Hurai of the brooks of Gash, Abiel the Arbathite, Asmavath the Baharamite, Eliabar the Shalbanite, the sons of Hashem the Gizanite, Jonathan the son of Shagi the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Saka the Hararite, Eliphel the son of Yor, Hepha the Metrothite, Ahir the Pelonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Nari the son of Ezbai, Joel the brother of Nathan, Miva the son of Hagri, Zelek the Ammonite, Nahari the Berothite, the armor-bearer of Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Athrite, Gareb the Athrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabad the son of Ali, Adina the son of Shiza the Reubenite, a chief of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan the son of Marker, and Joshaphat the Mithnite, Uziah the Ashtarathite, Shammah and Jael the sons of Hotham the Ararite, Jediel the son of Shimri, and Johah his brother, the Tizite, Eliel the Mahavite, and Jerubai, and Joshaviah, the sons of Elnam, and Ithmar the Moabite, Eliel, and Obd, and Jasiel the Mezobite.